Very pleased to be joined in studio now by Stephanie Harp. Stephanie, you are an advocate for all kinds of different initiatives, as well as missing and murdered and exploited Indigenous people. So thank you so much for coming in today. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
We're approaching May 5th and Red Dress Day, of course, on May the 5th. Can you just talk about May 5th as a day, as Red Dress Day? Why we need a Red Dress Day?
Well, it's critically needed with the amount of people that are going missing. I think we all see it in our social media. You know, it's pretty alarming. We have to educate the truth of really what's going on. We're not safe. The safety issues that an Indigenous person has to endure is just pretty scary out there nowadays. It's a different world now. So, you know, it's really, really important because we have so many that are murdered as well in our families. And, you know, we have a lot of families that are out there aching, not getting justice, not getting the same kind of human rights. You know, that's a critical need. We're not being treated like the human beings that we are. We're being seen as disposable. And you know, that has a lot to do with, you know, our people in landfills as well. We need to talk about these things. It's important that we not look at it as a time of when we're addressing these things that are pretty scary out there, that we're you know, triggering is a thing that happens to a lot of people. But we need to talk about the truth of what's happening out there, the safety issues because of human trafficking, because of sexual exploitation, because of people just not being well right now. You know, we have a lot out there that needs to be addressed, and it's not being talked about enough. So the triggering thing is when it happens to you, or when it happens to your loved one, or when it happens to our youth, because they're online, they're on their phones, like any stranger can get a hold of your child, right? So it's important to talk about these things. And also, it's Red Dress every single day until we are safe.
You just touched on what I was going to ask you next, and that there may be a Red Dress day, but this work continues year round, and it has to continue year round, right?
Yeah, it does. It does, because, you know, the legal system just has failed us. We've been failed in every which way that you can think of. And then, you know, when these, you know, sentencings and results of no justice are presented out there to the rest of Canada, it's letting Canadians know that you can hurt us, that you can do things to us. We don't feel safe wherever we go. Like, you can do things to us and get a slap on the wrist for it. And that is the most dangerous, dangerous, critical thing, that we need to share that truth and talk about, you know, why there are so many missing people. You know, human trafficking is one of the fastest growing crimes in Canada, and we're not addressing it and talking about it enough. It's not just in the movies. This is really happening. And we have our youth that are, you know, engaging and meeting up with strangers, right? So this is the thing. We need to talk about our kids, bring them back to the table, and tell them what this world is right now. We're in an overpopulated world where mental health is an issue, so safety is an issue.
Well, and as an advocate, you deal with this pretty much on a daily basis. So what are some of the things or advice maybe you can give to people who aren't so associated with this? How can they get involved in this kind of thing?
Well, it's really important to ask your leadership of your nations and your settlements and your communities to have people like myself come out and share those truths, talk about those hard truths, and know why, because it's important to you understand why this is happening to us so that you can more navigate through it. It's genocide. It's systematic racism. It's trauma. And so, you know, those kinds of things. And I think that you also need to know basic self-defense as even a family. I think that we need to start it in the home fires, to where we get our people well enough to love themselves. If you love yourself, you would love your family and in turn love your people. And I think we have a lot of healing to do. And we also need to look out for one another. I think lateral violence and the arguing and the fussing and the fighting needs to go. I think we need to be as strong as nations enough to protect each other and really look out for one another and strengthen that. Have our men and boys back to the protectors and the warriors they're always supposed to be, and include them in the healing. When we have over 500 murdered or missing males in this province that really no one's talking about, that's why we have the Blue Jean Jacket Day coming up here June 6th. And then, you know, it's so important to be mentioning that. And so Red Dress Day is so critically important until we are safe, until we talk about the internet safety, until we talk about the luring and the druggings. There are so many people being drugged at this rate that you would not believe, and how organized these teams of people that are working on taking our people, how they work. So these are real things, real facts that we need to deal with every single day and navigate that, especially in the cities and even the rural areas as well. So I think all of that needs to be addressed, and that we have more of, you know, leadership coming in to making it safer for their people. And I think we're going to do just fine, but need to educate. We need to share and know truth.
Really well said there, Stephanie. And of course, May 5th. Red Dress Day coming up. What are some of the events in the Edmonton and surrounding areas that you're able to tell us about that are happening?
Yeah, May 4th and 5th, we have the Treaty 8 gathering for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relations gathering. So I'm really, really sorry I can't be there, because I'm going to be in Fort McKay First Nations for the gathering that we're having there, the MMEIP gathering, Missing, Murdered, and Exploited Indigenous Peoples Healing and Service Growth, May 2nd to May 4th. And that's where I will be, you know, with the people. And then they got something happening in Stony Plain and Devon, and they got all kinds of stuff happening, like, everywhere. So I really tell everybody locally to really take in that Treaty 8 gathering and try to be getting out into the main parts of the city. You'll see everyone having their own gatherings. Look at the city of Edmonton. Look at these spaces. And the Indigenous communities and organizations will all have something going on. So it's going to be really rich here, and a lot of gatherings here in Edmonton.
Mm-hmm. Plenty for someone to check out wherever they are. But of course, like we've mentioned, Red Dress Day might be a day, but it's a year-round thing.
Yeah.
So Stephanie, thank you so much for coming and sharing a bit of insight into this. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.